What if I told you there was only one thing you needed to hear this week? One word to speak freedom over your life and to give you the permission to show up as you are in all the moments. Because there is just one thing. One thing you need, one very specific validation you need to believe in and adhere to this week. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed? Burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence, all while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do lists with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast. The podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley, wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You're listening to episode 141 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It is Haley, and I am here with a pounding heart, so ready to share what this episode is all about. I was snuggling with my son while trying to get him to take his nap so I could record this episode. And through that process, through those moments, really just trying to dig deep and think through my spirit, my heart, and really just sit in what something I believe is so necessary. And so today's episode is going to be short. It is going to be quick. And I hope that this is something that speaks to you, that this is something that encourages you, and something that can really change how you feel about yourself this week and how you approach each day. Because we all want to be seen and we want to be heard and we want to be noticed. We want to be appreciated and we want to be valued. The true list of the things that we want deep down within us, the things to satisfy us, to make us feel important, that list is honestly quite small. And on today's episode, there is no list, there is no outline, no steps, just a simple word of validation that I know your heart absolutely needs to hear. And that word, are you ready for it? I want you to know today, this week, and every day after, more than anything, I want you to know that you are enough. You are enough. Now, this is something that I love to affirm in my students, in people I interact with, knowing just exactly how enough that you are. And so I did a quick little Google search, of course, to see the actual definition of the word enough, because it's something that I know we always say, right? Whether we're frustrated and it's enough of this, right? Or we hear this in a positive way, trying to affirm what we are doing and where we're going. But the actual definition of the word enough is as much or as many as required. Think about that. I truthfully love looking at the meaning of words. I find so much power and can always look into a word even more deeply and understand more truths when we study the actual meaning of the words. And so if we take that definition of enough, as much or as many as required, you are as much as is required. Just as you are, just as you can right now in this moment, as you show up to this second that you are in through the rest of your day, no matter what hasn't been done, no matter how unput together that you feel, you right now as you are is as much or as is required. That's really powerful because we so often fill our hearts with these aspirations and these dreams of wanting more, of wanting this, of wanting this specific goal tied to something that we're not doing well in. We want to achieve the next level. We want to push ourselves even further. And oftentimes we feel as if we're not going to feel the best if we get to that, until we get to that place. But we have to recognize the importance that right now, as you are in this moment, that you are enough. That right now, as you are as much as is required, which is incredible because just as you are right now has everything in it to be able to accomplish the things you want to accomplish, to tackle the thing that you're afraid of, to break down the wall that needs to be broken so that you can get to where you want to go, that you have all of that in you right now. That's already there because you are enough and there is already as much as is required in you, just as you are. And so this is really important and this is really life-changing when you think about it, because I will be the first to tell you that goals are great, making your list is great, having these dreams and ambitions is great. But if we find ourselves in a cycle of living where we're constantly finding our focus and doing all the things that need to get done to reach this next level of who we want to be, if we can't stop to recognize that we, as we are right now, that person is enough, then we're missing the whole thing. We have to start there. We have to, right now, today, this week, recognize that we are enough. So this past week, I had really big ambitions, really big dreams, really big goals. I have been feeling very, very frustrated with myself physically. I have just, you know, those seasons in life when you see a photo of yourself or you look at yourself in the mirror and you're just like, yeah, I'm not really happy with what I'm looking at. And you know that you aren't prioritizing taking care of your best self. You are not making the right choices in terms of what you are fueling your body with. And that just hasn't been a priority, unfortunately. And this week, I really felt like this is the week when this is going to change. And so I sat down on Sunday. I had my planner. I went ahead and scheduled workout classes for multiple days throughout the week. I wrote them down in my agenda as to when this was going to get done. And I was going to, you know, limit coffee. I was going to eat healthier. It was a very ambitious goal. And a very ambitious week if you look at my planner, and I know that I should not have even gone that full extreme, but, you know, I did it. And as the week went on each day, something would happen and I would cancel the workout class. And pretty quickly, as the week was going on, this amazing week that I had planned for myself in my planner, none of that happened. And so as the week keeps going, I keep feeling frustrated at myself, feeling kind of like a failure. Okay, when are you going to take care of the things that need to get taken care of and prioritize your health, prioritize your fitness? And it felt this way in so many different areas of my life. I would get to the classroom and I have sweet students asking when certain assignments are going to be graded. And I honestly just looked at them and said, okay, I have three preps. I have to spend most of my planning time planning for those three preps. I have, during my lunch period, meetings 4 of the 5 days of the week, and very, very, very little time between that to get anything graded. And when I'm home, I want to be here with my family. I want to be here with my son. And so I looked at this student, this 9th grader, who's like, I didn't need this long answer, feeling like I'm trying my best. I'm doing my best, but it's not enough. And so in so many different areas this week, it just felt as if every misstep, every thing that hadn't been done that needed to be done was met with this feeling of I'm not enough, and this is how I'm feeling, this is how I'm lacking, this is how I'm not being a good teacher, a good mother, a good wife, a good friend. And it's impossible to live that way. Because here's the truth, right? How we feel about ourselves, it absolutely matters. And how we think of and talk about ourselves in the quiet moments when no one's listening, but also in the noise when we're surrounded by other people, all of that matters. And so many times this week, I vocalized in front of students, in front of my son, in front of other people, this feeling of not believing that I'm enough, feeling like I am failing in so many different areas. And so this really was pressing deep in my heart, because through all of this, this voice just kept saying that you are enough. Even in the fault, even in the misstep, even in the lack, right? When something's not getting done, you are enough. And I know if I needed to hear this, that you also need to hear this, because you are trying to do all the things and you're overwhelmed and you feel like you are struggling to keep up with the different parts of your day. And so this week, I want you to do just one simple thing, one thing, and that is to live out each day knowing that you are enough. The only thing I want you to focus on, the only thing I want your mindset to be, is to intentionally live each day this week knowing that you are enough, just as you are. And here's the great thing. You can walk into each day knowing that you're enough, and you can still have your goals and you can still have your intentions. Bring on your to-do list. Have the things that need to get done. But as you approach each day and each moment that comes your way, I want you to continue to repeat to yourself, I am enough. I am enough. And every single time that little voice or the feeling starts to rise up within you, as you're standing in the midst of your laundry room, surrounded by piles of dirty clothes, and that voice begins to say just how much you are failing, or when you're opening your refrigerator to try to figure out what to throw together for dinner, and you start to blame yourself for being unable to properly plan and take care of yourself and the kids. In all of the moments when you instantly want to belittle yourself and judge deep, in those exact moments, I want you to know and believe fully that you are enough. Our world, it can be a beautiful world, but it also can be full of so many things that are trying to tear us down, tear each other down, destroy, and don't let the way you think about yourself be one of them. We do it as women all the time. We look to the things that we don't feel is being done properly, or the things that could have been handled better, and we instantly criticize ourselves and affirm the unrealistic expectation. However, you are enough. So believe in that and cling to that every single day. When you snooze your alarm and you have a rush start to the day, when you're behind on a task or completely forget about something that needs to be done, you are enough. We have so much on our plates, every single one of us, no matter what we spend our time doing and fill our days with. We are all balancing and carrying a load. And while for some that load is more internal, and while others the struggle is simply trying to show up to the moments of your day, present and able to do and be what you need to be, regardless of where you fall, you are enough. Regardless of your current circumstance, you are enough. So feel the things you need to feel. Don't shy away from the uncomfortable, but believe and confess out loud that you are enough. And it's great to look at yourself and look at the situation and be able to take little mental notes of, okay, this could have gone better. But don't condemn yourself. Don't judge yourself for it. Let the foundation be through everything you do, knowing that you are enough. And from there, stand. From there, grow. And from there, go after becoming the person you want to be, because you know that just as you are is already enough. I am wishing you the absolute best week, and truly, deeply hope that you continue to hold on to that word for the rest of this week, knowing that you are absolutely enough. I cannot wait to do this with you next week for another episode of the podcast. Until then, friend, have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friend.